Still connected to Texas here. Yeah, that's right. We've got
we gotta have a yeehaw in there when you say Texas.
Yeehaw! There we go.
There you go.
I'm used to Yahoo's up here, but you're right. Yeah. I'm throwing my best one in there for you, bro. Stan Tewilliger, Debbie Tewilliger, they are in their truck somewhere in Texas. We are FaceTiming as we record this interview. Dude, you're driving? Are you driving?
I am not driving. I have pulled over. I am legal right now. So
God
yes,
bless you. Thanks for your safety first. That's who you are, Stan. Hey, just real quick, that also helps with our connection, right? Keep it constant.
Yes.
Let's just take a minute to talk about, you know, we've been busy transferring the ministry for 20 years now, Stan, to different locations around the world. Talk with me about the difference. Here we are catching up to technology today. The difference it can make in transferring the ministry to a new community using some of these new tools like YouTube, like Zoom. Let's just talk about it.
Oh, it's amazing. So even though I'm no longer in the Four Corners, I have not left Passion Play. It has not left my heart. And I think that, you know, once it's in your heart, you can't get it out. It's just no way because it's such an impact. But so as I talk to people down here in South Texas about Passion Play and what we do as volunteers and on donations and all that stuff, they look at me, you know, and then of course I can't walk around with the DVD in my hip pocket, right, Stan? So, you know, I'm telling them, I have a DVD and I'm going to bring it. One of these days we're going to watch this thing and da, da, da. And so, you know, with technology, with Zoom, with YouTube, with the things that are going on around the globe, we can be here and there and everywhere in a heartbeat. And so I can pull it up on my phone and say, see, this is what I was talking about. This right here is what we do. And cast that vision and help people to understand where we're at and where we're going with it. So technology is so important. And even though, you know, Satan has created this coronavirus and the thing that's going on, maybe, I don't, you know, not created it, but in the middle of it, we are taking the opportunity to use technology to still be able to get in front of each other. And that is so important.